You're listening to Vatican Radio.
About 500 Venezuelan women in search of food have broken through border controls separating the western state of Táchira from neighboring Colombia. The women said their families were going hungry because of severe food shortages in Venezuela. James Bliers tells us more.
It was supposed to be a bridge too far, but not for determined and resourceful Venezuelan housewives faced with empty refrigerators and hungry families. Clad in white, they crossed the bridge linking the city of Urena with Cucuta in neighboring Colombia. The border has been closed for almost a year to combat the smuggling of subsidized Venezuelan goods into Colombia. But the Venezuelan National Guard were no match for determined, angry and insistent housewives. Many Venezuelans quietly cross over the meandering frontier for precisely the same reason, but this was a white-in-right action, right out in the open for everyone to see, directly resulting from Venezuela's economic meltdown. President Nicolas Maduro blames artfully engineered economic sabotage for increasing and worsening acute shortages, but the more obvious reason can be found in Venezuela's one-horse economic structure. Many goods and foodstuffs are imported rather than grown or produced, but now the international price of petroleum has plummeted, single reliance has led to an economic nosedive. This is the first but not last hunger march, providing food for thought as well as meals on the table. For Vatican Radio, James Bliers reporting.